This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
This is primetime on Football Friday. 1080 The Fan.
We're going to ring that championship bell.
60 minutes. Let's open up the whole can of kick ass and kill them all. Let the paramedics sort them out. Ready? Burn.
This is a Football Friday edition of Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Brought to you by Video Only, where you always get the best deals on top-rated brands of TVs and home theater.
On 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Sports Bros here. Hope you're having a nice little Friday out there in your world, driving around, doing your things.
We're not driving around. I don't know.
Sada.
Sitting around.
I'm Rob. That's Souk. Mike is over there. We are loaded this hour, as they say in radio. We will set your weekend DVR. We have Joey Harrington stopping by to talk about the divisional round of the playoffs. And then tonight in the club, we have snake news. So
yeah, we got into hot snake debate news and kind of spun into a larger just animal debate.
Yeah, hot animal talk.
Yeah.
Nobody does it better.
No, it's what we do. 1080 the animal.
What else was I going to tell you? Did I have to tease something else? I don't think I do.
It's a lot to tease.
Yeah, I think we're ready to go. It's going to be a great weekend. Ozark starts tonight. What are you laughing at?
Well,
that's huge.
No, it's not.
It is.
That show
is so popular.
That show is so overrated.
Well, that's fine, but it's really popular.
Is it?
Yes.
I don't know if it is.
Very popular. Billions starts on Sunday.
Billions, I'm on board.
We have a long weekend ahead of us of sitting on our asses. Okay. It is time now for the Hot 5 at 5.
Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5. Refreshed on the fan by Frost-Brewed Coors Light.
What, bud?
Oh, yeah.
You're so cute, Jason.
You're a five-star douchebagger.
Ruff is an idiot.
You're an idiot, Sue.
Number five.
Let's see. We have Blazers Celtics tonight.
Yes, it's actually going on right now.
Yes. Blazers are winning again.
Damn it.
What are they doing?
Well, Boston sucks too. It's a battle of ultimately disappointing teams.
It is 30-25 at the end of the first quarter. Leading the way is CJ McCollum, who has 8 points.
Okay. Very exciting.
Big man DeMarcus Cousins signs a 10-day deal with the Nuggets.
Has there been someone that has fallen off faster? Like, I know he had his issues in Sacramento, but man, I mean, he was one of the best bigs, and then I know he had injury problems, but boy, he just fell off the earth.
That's his fourth team in 2 years. By the way, you think if the Lakers lose to the Magic tonight that Vogel will get fired?
Yes. By all accounts, every game that guy's coaching for his life, and they're just waiting for one bad loss, and I don't know if
they're... It's 50-49 right now.
I don't know if there is a worse loss in the NBA. I think the Magic have the worst record in the NBA.
Hey, do you remember former Blazer Allen Crabb?
I do.
He just signed a G League deal.
I think he's fine because he got like 20-something mil a year on that deal.
Yeah, but weren't Blazer fans trying to tell us how great he was going to be?
Yes.
They were mad when they traded him.
Yeah, same thing with Gary Trent Jr.
Anthony signed. Oh.
you jerk.
Former quarterback Josh McCown has interviewed for the Houston Texans head coaching vacancy.
My favorite is apparently the Houston Texans want him to go interview other places, so it won't seem so odd if they just hired him when no one else had any interest.
Texans are clearly a great organization.
Well, they just got done firing a 60-year-old African-American head coach who had no chance to succeed there at all and was a sacrificial lamb. And now they're passing over several well-qualified African-American candidates for someone with zero coaching experience whatsoever. They're afraid of the optics looking quite bad.
Oh, yes. What a great way to operate.
Yes.
Fear. Excellent. That should
Texans.
Work out for you.
Yeah.
Giants land Bills executive Joe Schoen as general manager.
He was their assistant GM, and a lot of people think that that may lead to their offensive coordinator, Buffalo's
Brian Daboll,
being the new head coach once Buffalo finishes their run in New York.
The Ravens have fired defensive coordinator Wink Martindale. That's a bit of a surprise.
Yeah, he has put together good defenses, but they kind of have fallen off this year.
And then the Panthers have a new offensive coordinator, former Giants head coach Ben McAdoo.
Yeah.
About that,
go Ben McAdoo.
You remember that guy?
Yeah, briefly.
And his haircut.
He was there for like 2 years.
Yeah,
wasn't as bad as Joe Judge.
Both injured Tampa Bay offensive linemen were back at practice Friday. Coach Bruce Arians saying that each participated in individual drills. He said that their playing status though will be determined about 90 minutes before kickoff.
Yeah, it's going to be white knuckling. I feel a lot more confident that. That Jensen will play the center rather than Tristan Wirfs, who's looked a lot worse. Because Wirfs wasn't able to stay in the game. And this is a big deal. If those two can't go, when they went out, their O-line fell apart against Philly. And that's the one thing that the Rams do on defense real well is rush the quarterback. That could be a game, absolute game changer if those two guys are limited or can't go.
Running back Leonard Fournette is expected to play for Tampa. Meanwhile, for the Rams, they are going to be without left tackle Andrew Whitworth. He missed the second half against Arizona as well, and he's not going to play this weekend. That's a big blow for them.
He is over 40 years old and starting in the league as a left tackle. That's more impressive than the Tom Brady thing.
Niners say Nick Bosa has cleared concussion protocol. He will play against the Packers. Titans have activated running back Derrick Henry from IR. He will play. Andy Reid says linebacker Willie Gay will play for Kansas City despite being arrested Wednesday night.
Eh, he just broke a vacuum. No harm, no foul. And it's the playoffs. Come on.
Yeah, Andy Reid low-key doesn't give a rip.
No, he doesn't.
About much of anything. He's usually like, yeah, he'll play. What's the problem?
What are you talking about?
Andy murdered three people.
It's the playoffs.
He's a hell of a running back.
We're going to let the legal process play itself out.
Yeah. All right. I'm done with number two, so let's move on to number one. You want to move on?
Yeah, let's move.
Come too far together. Stop now.
Although you didn't mention any of the Packers.
Yeah, we already talked about that.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that story, those two guys, Smith and Marsupial or whatever his name is, we knew they were coming back.
And Bakhtiari is the left tackle.
Bakhtiari.
God, we can't pronounce any of the Packers' names.
Well, you can't.
As opposed to you, Marsupial.
Marcellus. Marsupial, yeah. Remember Oregon running back Travis Dye?
I do.
Do you remember him? He is now USC running back Travis Dye.
Yep.
He landed. He has transferred to the Trojans.
Landed in the USC portal, said that he'll always bleed Oregon yellow and green, but he's engaged, and him and his fiance are looking forward to starting their life in California.
He's from SoCal, grew up just outside of LA. So
look, this is just the nature of it. I hope Duck fan doesn't turn on this kid. That guy was everything you could want from a player in your program. He was tremendous. He was never the true star. This year, he carried you when CJ went down. I think the world of him, and I can't fault them for wanting to go home. And let's be honest too. There's a chance he may have been buried on the depth chart. If he ends up being healthy and Cardwell kind of being a stud and then Dollars is coming back and Seven McGee, there may have been one of those where I don't know how many of the carries he was going to get because he wasn't a starter until this year when the injury happened and he really carried the load. So maybe he feels like he's going to get more of a feature back role. Maybe it was a chance to make a little money going down to USC because he doesn't really have a bright future in the NFL. Or he just wants to go home with his new bride. Either way, I hope Oregon fan treats this appropriately and gives him an attaboy on the way out because he was a great player for you for 4 years.
Saturdays are made for football. Crack a Coors Light. Forget about your 9-to-5 and focus on the Ducks 4th-and-1. Coors Light! Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. A lot of sports on this weekend. We will set your weekend DVR, and Joey Harrington will join us for his weekly chat coming up. on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Which games should you watch this weekend, and which ones can you miss? Got a honey-do list that you need to fit in without blowing up your sports weekend?
Leave me alone. I'm a happily married man.
There's no way you're happy. You have two kids. Your wife is a disaster. I'm going to take matters into my own hands. I will show her this. She will divorce you. You will become my brother forever.
Isaac and Sue are here to make you a domestic hero while you watch exactly what you want. It's time to set your DVR with Isaac and Sue. Served by Laurelwood Public House and Brewery. Bringing great food and award-winning beer to Portland and beyond for 20 years.
Yes, we're going to make you a domestic hero. There's a lot of sports this weekend. Now, some of it may not be to your liking.
When's the big golf tournament? Or where is the big golf tournament?
Oh,
I mean, that's what people want to know.
Believe me, I will be telling you that. By the way, the Magic are leading the Lakers 62-54 at half.
Frank Vogel could be viral Russell Westbrook shot on social media.
Yeah.
Pulls up for a jumper, hits the top left corner of like the edge of the backboard.
I don't know if you've seen these, and they're really inappropriate, but have you seen the, like, they'll show a photo of Tupac and then they age it like by 20 years, and then it'll the title of it will be Tupac if Russell Westbrook was the shooter. And they're doing that one with Kennedy, with John Lennon. So that's the new one now, is just aging celebrities that got shot and then joking that they would be alive if Russell Westbrook was the one doing the shooting.
Dude, it's fun to pile on Russell Westbrook.
Well, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but no one wants him.
Garbage.
He's an MVP.
He's like Mellow. Keep it. TV ratings up 21% for the wildcard games over games from 2021.
And they weren't even good games.
No, they weren't, but you had such big brands like Cowboys, Niners.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man.
Pittsburgh is a huge Pittsburgh,
City. Kansas City. All right, so tomorrow, I don't know if you're watching much college basketball, but, you know, it's probably about that time to start, you know.
Hey, the Pilots have a big win against BYU.
Do they?
And I think they got BYU and Gonzaga coming up.
Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., if you want some sports early, you can have Syracuse-Duke. I don't know if Syracuse is any good. I know Duke is. Mike
We're
is
not.
Syracuse. You guys aren't good this year?
No.
Is Boeheim still there?
Oh, yeah.
Which probably,
so are both of his sons as starters.
Which probably means that they will find a way to get into the tournament and then make a run of the Elite Eight.
Boy, I mean, they cannot play defense. The problem is that they're starting all white guys. And I'm not exaggerating.
But you got two, but you're trying to do the controversial BYU whiteout.
Well, they're very slow and unathletic. Now, they're great shooters, so they can put up a lot of points, but they don't play any defense.
So, again, you are trying to recreate the BYU model. Like, leave us alone. Let us do our thing in Provo.
There's a bunch of other games, like, I don't know, West Virginia, Texas Tech, Oklahoma State, Texas, I don't know. There's college basketball on all day on ESPN, ESPN2 tomorrow, if you wish.
It is that time of the year where people are starting to pay attention to it.
There is a good game on CBS at 10, and that is number 12, Kentucky, and number 2, Auburn.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's a pretty good matchup there. 9:30 a.m., NBC, Southampton, Man City, let's go.
Thank you, Isaac.
You're welcome. I did that for you.
I appreciate you.
Is that a big game?
My favorite team. Oh, we'll probably get slaughtered by Man City because they're way better than us, but we've been playing pretty well, so maybe we'll have a chance. Who
Listen
knows?
To Mike. Us.
He's one of them. He's a supporter.
1:30 on CBS. Bengals, Titans. That's NFL. You might like that one.
I might like that one, yes. I am That's one that I honestly, I just don't have any sort of feel for that game. But I would be very intrigued, especially with the return of Derrick Henry.
I like South the tight ends.
To win, by the way, is plus 1,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Should we take them? They got a shot there?
Oh, God.
Upset
no,
City,
probably
baby.
Not. They tied with them earlier this year, so if you want to go for the draw, that's probably pretty decent odds.
Tidies will win. It won't be pretty. I think the bye...
Bengals will win.
The bye is a big deal. I think that... And
remember,
I know
teams off a bye only win about 50% of the time.
I know. I think it depends on who they're playing. I just think it's a huge advantage for the bye team. And like for the Packers, you know, obviously the Niners are a better opponent to me than the Bengals.
Yeah.
Right? So, in other words, if the Titans were playing the Niners, I know they're in different conferences. I'm just saying, if the Niners were their opponent, I think they could probably lose. They're susceptible. But I don't think the Bengals are good enough to beat the Titans. The Bengals, I think, are the worst, and I don't mean worst as in they're a bad team.
It's the worst roster.
They're the worst roster left, and I think we're going to see that week off for the Titans. They're going to be sharp. They're not, you know, a juggernaut by any means, but they are the number one seed.
They are, and remember, this is one of the number one pass rushers in the league without having to blitz.
Right.
And
that offensive line for Cincinnati's
offensive line is one of the worst. Yeah. And so keep an eye on that. But the receiving talent, that this is the best group of skill position guys left in the playoffs. When you look at Higgins, you look at Boyd, and then, of course, Jamar Chase. And it's not like they don't have backs either. It's sort of an embarrassment of riches. They just – can they protect Burrow against the four-man rush of Tennessee?
I think it's a step up for the Bengals. Joe Burrow is going to have his time in the playoffs, but it ain't now. So I've got the tighties in that one. That's 1:30 CBS tomorrow. Now, noon to 4 on Golf Channel.
Yes! Give it to me.
Is the third round of the American Express Championship.
Oh, man. I can't wait.
Now, they're down at PGA West. Now, this tournament's a little different, Jason. So they play three courses.
What?
And you have to play all three before the cut.
Get right the hell out of town.
So there is no cut tonight. They will have a cut after 54 holes tomorrow.
Mark, you believe this?
How many courses are they playing?
Yeah, three courses.
Is that more than normal?
Well, as you know, PGA West has 9.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe 8. A 9? 8 or 9?
I think
nine?
It's 9.
So what you're saying is that they're bitches for not playing all 9?
So they're playing 3. And then there will be a cut. Your leader is Patrick Cantlay. But if you want to watch some golf, it's always fun to watch golf in the desert because, well, you just dream of being down there. It's so pretty.
I understand.
3:30 on Pac-12 Network. USC Utah interest you? No. 5 p.m. on Fox. Niners Packers.
Yes.
That's football.
That is my. I can't say that. Buffalo Kansas City. This is my second game of the week. I'm excited about Niners Packers, but I'm not gonna lie. My pants, boy, they're tied over Buffalo and KC.
Niners Packers again. I think the bye really helps Green Bay. This is a really tough game.
Yeah, they're getting a bunch of guys back.
But I also think that the Niners. You know, that's their third straight road game. It's tough. Yeah. This is where I think those teams are pretty close. I think it's going to be a dogfight. But I would give the nod to Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. I think they're going to make Jimmy Garoppolo throw a little bit. And we know what happens.
Going to be tough.
When that happens.
And then,
I just think he's going to turn it over a time or two.
If you want, and I would love to get your take on this, Saturday night,
yes.
UFC 270. Heavyweight title on the line.
I heard somebody told me
270 UFCs. Oh my God.
They're doing them all at once, by the way. 270 fights.
I heard this is supposed to be a really good one.
Yes.
You have so
the,
good.
You have
that
the
I won't watch.
You have the heavyweight champ versus the interim champ.
All right. I've got the other champ.
You've got the interim champ or the full-time champ?
No, he's got the light interim heavy champ.
I've got the other champ.
Francis Ngannou.
No, I don't like him.
Cyril Gane.
Francis.
No.
Yeah, no one on earth is going to make fun of the fact that he is Francis because that is a scary.
Well, Deadpool would.
Scary human being.
Would you like to watch Australian Open tennis?
No.
Australia, wow.
6 p.m. ESPN 2, round of 16.
I think what we've learned here in the beginning of Set Your DVR is there is something for everybody.
Yeah, of course.
Jason Swigart has a lot of TV series to have for tomorrow.
That guy loves this weekend. Sunday, final round of the American Express Championship, noon to 4 on Golf Channel.
Can't miss.
Noon on NBC, Rams at Bucks. That's football.
Mm-hmm. American football.
I thought it was Aussie rules football. I thought we were talking Australia. Are we not in Australia anymore? Jeez.
I got the Rams in that one.
They're playing three courses, Suk. 54 holes.
I'll say
this. Whoa.
There's cuts after 54 holes.
72 holes.
Hello.
Cut after 54 holes.
Rob
very
likes,
unusual.
Rob likes a lot of holes.
Very unusual.
If Wirfs and Jensen are healthy, and that's a big if, Tampa Bay wins this game.
They'll hit the driver really well.
I think they're going to play, and they're still going to lose. How about that?
Oh,
you like that hot take?
I like your hot takes.
Rams are hot. Michigan, Indiana, pretty good.
They haunted. They just beat the crappy Cards.
Pretty good college basketball game on CBS. Indiana, remember who coaches them now? Mike Woodson.
Oh, yes.
The NBA guy.
Former NBA.
They just knocked
Knicks
off
coach.
Purdue the other night. So they play Michigan 12:30 on CBS. Blazers-Raptors Sunday at 3 o'clock on Root. You going to watch that?
No, I won't.
Nice, because 3:30 on CBS, Bills-Chiefs.
How about that? If I'm sitting around waiting for Bills-Chiefs, I might watch some, although that's at the beginning.
You guys aren't even watching the game right now. That's on.
Wait, what channel is it? I couldn't find it.
It's on Root Sports
on
Plus.
Yeah.
Well, where's Root Sports Plus?
That is channel 1253.
Now, how am I supposed to find that?
You know, you can
you
just
act like that's on me.
It is on you.
1253. Who plays on 1253?
Man, you don't know anything about Australia. You're confused about how many holes there are, and now you can't find Root Plus.
The Kraken were on the Root, and I don't want to watch the Kraken.
I don't even know who you are anymore.
What else do we have? So Bills Chiefs, I got the Bills in that game. I think they win.
I do too. I the Bills to me have a real Super Bowl feel about them right now. If you're making me pick a team right now,
I am making
I think
you.
I'm gonna hitch my wagon to Buffalo.
Hey, here's a cool program. ESPN 2, 4 o'clock on Sunday, if you don't care about Bills Chiefs. The history of the SEC football in the South.
Oh, you know, that actually might be fairly intriguing.
I thought so, too. That's why I mentioned it.
I like it.
We do have two other games of note on Sunday. NBA TV will have Jazz Warriors, 5:30, if you like the NBA. And 7 o'clock, Washington, Oregon men's basketball, Sunday night. On FS1.
Barring anything with COVID, which...
Ducks Huskies.
We'll wait and see.
Setting Your DVR is served by Laurelwood Public House and Brewery, bringing great food and award-winning beer to Portland and beyond for 20 years. Daily happy hour is the best in town. While you're there, throw some axes with Celtic Axe. Let's get Joey in here. Let's get somebody who knows what they're talking about.
Let's do it.
You think he thinks Buffalo's going to win? I don't know. We're going to find out, though. Coming up next, our weekly chat with Joey Harrington. But first, Mike with SportsCenter. And here he is, J. Joseph Harrington. We should call him Nostradamus because he was right. Wild card weekend.
Not that super.
It was boring.
It was very, it was super card.
You called it. Yeah. Nice job.
This weekend? Oh, yeah.
Yep. And you said that, too, last weekend. You said, divisional weekend, I'll be ready.
Yeah, it's not a bad matchup out there. Not
great.
They're all really good.
Hey, and
every
you know what else?
One.
What?
What else? What else? What
oh. Not a COVID case in sight, suddenly. You notice that? Not one COVID case.
I think the NFL's maybe shuffling the deck there a little bit.
So I might have heard.
Oh, boy.
Right. No, I'm trying to think of whether and how to. I would not be surprised if as postseason football over the last month or two, if things shifted so as there were fewer positive cases, let's just say I would not be surprised to know that people might or might not be choosing to test as frequently.
Yeah. I mean, but look, I mean, they're doing that with every industry, right? There was like a third of Delta Airlines was out on one day. And then like a week later, they're all back. And no one else is sick. And now the CDC is saying, well, it went from 12 days to 10 to 5, test, not to test. At this point, it's you can quarantine as long as your work says it's okay, and the NFL isn't saying it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm all for it.
I'm gonna leave this discussion here and allow people to use their imagination to figure out what I may or may not know about certain football tests that may or may not be happening.
This is like when the SEC gets a guy in trouble at the start of the year and he's suspended for McNeese State, but magically makes it back in time for the LSU game.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Hey, did you catch any of Troy Aikman's commentary throughout the week and what he was saying about some of these coaches?
I heard something about it, but, you know, I don't really follow that, you know, garbage. Well, so go ahead.
Did you just call Troy Aikman garbage?
No, I just called, like, the blabber of like, sports gossip garbage.
Oh, like this show.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so he said he was talking about two specific instances where he was calling the Tampa-Philly game and Devontae Smith. You may have seen this, where he was saying, hey, Devontae Smith's their playmaker. Tampa was playing way off of him. He goes, at halftime,
I was watching the game when he was calling.
And he's like, Michael Irvin, when I was playing, Michael Irvin would have had 10 catches. And he said the same thing about Dallas with the way
CeeDee Lamb.
San Francisco was playing CeeDee Lamb. What is it about these coaches? Help us, like, a lot of their decisions can just be head scratching. What most gets in the way? Is it pride? Is it ego? Is it, are they stubborn? What is it?
Boy. First of all, I would say that it's never as clear cut as it's made out to be, right? It's never, even when I was calling games, and you know, you look up from, you look down from the booth, and you see a single high safety, you see man coverage, or you see what appears to be man coverage. You know, you make your comments. So there's obviously some truth to that, but there's also some truth to game planning, right? To being the people who truly have studied what this team is going to do for an entire week and made that their job, as opposed to just talking about it on TV for 2 or 3 hours. That being said, in this situation, I tended to agree with Troy and think that, I don't want to say it's sticking to a game plan, right? But think about who Philly was this year. Philly was not going to be a team that beat you throwing the football, right? And even the games, and everybody knew that, right? Philly was a team that had a solid running game at the end of the year. Jalen Hurts, you know, did his job and developed a little bit, but that's how they won games. And I think in that situation that it's almost like it's not a pride thing, but it's a sticking to what got you there. And maybe not necessarily having the confidence in a Jalen Hurts to go out and throw the ball. And I know we're talking about nine-yard curl route or something, you know, so every NFL quarterback can throw it. But there is this idea that if I start chucking the ball around, then I'm going to get outside of my game plan and I'm going to get outside of what got us to where we are to where we are right now, right? If I start deviating from who we are, then we truly have no chance to win. And now I know they were getting, you know, their clock cleaned and every team is going to play, you know, was going to play single safety against that, against Philly and dare Hurts to throw the football. But even at the end of the regular season, the teams were doing that and they still ran the ball well and made it into the playoffs. So I don't know. I would say the truth kind of lies somewhere in the middle, but I would say it's less about pride and more about sticking to a game plan which you believe gives you the best opportunity to win.
Yeah, it reminds me in like Major League Baseball in the postseason when this is our rotation and this guy comes in this inning and this is what we do in the bullpen. And, you know, you see a closer that's completely lost to you. They keep running him out there. You know, I think there's an element of that in all sports where there is that this is what we did, this is who we are. I always see it on as an offensive lineman that drives me nuts is, you know, when you get these spread happy teams and all of a sudden your tackle can't block their end and you don't keep another guy in to block because that's not what we do. That's not our offense. And you watch entire game plans get destroyed because a coach refuses to help out a tackle who's who's getting murdered.
Right. And that's the key is flexibility. You know, it's funny. I remember I talked to Matt Millen the other day, and I remember we were just, you know, or said reminiscing, but I remember a conversation he had with me about when he hired guys who ran the West Coast offense, who ran a specific type of offense. He said, I was looking for a guy to be flexible. I was looking for a guy who could adapt. And what he realized is that the majority of people within that system, within that coaching tree, didn't adapt. In fact, they did the opposite of adapting, which is stick to what Bill Walsh did. And that is a key, you know, to be able to know who you are, yet still be able to, I don't want to say get out of your own way, but be able to adapt to the situation that's presented to you. And yeah, at a certain point in that game, Philly needed to realize, hey, we're not going to beat them doing this. We have to figure out a way. It may not be who we are, but we need to figure out a way to take advantage of what they're giving us. And that's a tough thing for coaches sometimes, especially in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, that's interesting. So I think of like some of the older guys, like Vic Fangio didn't work out, but as a football guy and a defensive coordinator, he's one of the best, right? Mm-hmm. Mike McCarthy's getting a lot of heat from this last weekend. I mean, and there's all these examples just kind of off the top of my head, like Mike Shanahan comes back and lasts 1 year. What do you think it is about the young guys? Like, are you touching on something that is maybe a common denominator with these LaFleur, Shanahan, McVay types? Like, what is the common denominator that is making some of these young guys look way more attractive? And honestly, they're the ones winning the most of the games in the NFL. What is it about them that has them sort of taken over as coaches in this league?
Progress. You know, I mean, think about what the NFL, the identity of the NFL and how it has changed over the last 10 or so years, right? For so long, it was this hard-nosed, rough and tumble, you know, frozen tundra, you know, defense wins championships kind of game. And nobody was willing to break out of that. The spread offense will never work in the NFL. Well, people have tried it, and it's starting to work. And I think that you're finding that these young guys are the ones that are bringing the ideas in. They're not afraid to step outside the box. They're not afraid to do, because that's the thing about the NFL is everybody, when I was playing, is everybody was afraid to lose their job. Everybody was simply trying to coach to get another year, yeah, right? They weren't coaching to try and change football or to be an innovator. They were trying to get one more year in their pension. These coaches are trying to stick around so they didn't have to pick up their family and move to, you know, Buffalo next year, or be hunting for a job at the NFL Combine, trying to make contacts, you know, with coaches they coached with years ago. Hey, can you put in a good word with so-and-so? I'd love to get on the staff in Jacksonville. They're simply trying to survive. And I think the landscape of coaching has changed, in that you have a lot of young guys who have seen different things work and have seen the progression of those quarterbacks. Because how long ago was it that nobody from a Mike Leach, you know, coaching tree, a quarterback from that system, whatever worked? None of them worked in the NFL.
No,
right?
The Klinglers, the Andre Ware's, anybody exactly. Like that.
Exactly. Now, who are your superstars?
Yeah.
Right. That's the progression of the NFL, and I think the ones who've been able to realize that and recognize it and change and adapt are the ones who are having success. And the ones who've got their feet stuck in the mud and say, this is what we're going to do come hell or high water. You know, there's a difference between having an identity and being unwilling to adapt.
Mike,
right?
Marks.
You can still have, yeah, I mean, you can still have an identity of who you are, but be able to say, hey, I see an opportunity. I'm going to take advantage of it.
It's a real good point, though, you make about keeping your job. I think one of the biggest misnomers is everyone believes that everyone's trying to win a championship at all times. And you know, when you go into a locker room, if you have a championship team or not, and you get, like you said, you get these coaches and they have no illusions of grandeur when they go in there. They know who they are, and it's not about winning a championship. And same thing with GMs, right? It's about trying to hold on to your job. We had that with Neil Olshey
I'm convinced that the last 5 years of Neil O'Shea's run here was not about trying to build a winner at Portland. It was about trying to keep his job. And I think that goes on all over the place versus the people that really are in a window that like the Rams. Clearly the Rams are taking every swing known to man because they feel they can win a title and win it now. Not every organization is in that position.
I know for a fact, based on personal conversations with two people this year, that two coaches in the NFL went in that I happen to know went into this season knowing very well that their team was not going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And that was stated from the very beginning. So, yes, you are right.
Yeah, self-preservation. I mean, yeah. that goes on.
And I can't fault anyone for that.
Do you think that's why? Well, yeah, it's just it's human nature. I just think that goes on everywhere. Yeah. But do you think that's part of the reason why, like, Bill Cowher won a Super Bowl. Brian Billick won a Super Bowl. And they never came back. You know, Jimmy Johnson. And none of these guys ever came back. You think that's why, is that they just looked at the game changing and were like, you know, it's not how I would do it. I'll fish.
I'm good.
Yeah, potentially. I don't know if it was as much about the game changing, but as much as I would guess that it would be realizing how difficult it was to actually do that, right? Mm-hmm. And realizing the effort that it took to put into that. And maybe part of it is realizing how much I would have to change and adapt in order to get back to that place. And I simply don't want to put the effort in.
Yeah.
Right? I'd rather fish.
Right. Got a lot of money. I'm good. All right. Joey Harrington.
Brandon Dunes always needs people.
That's right.
Brandon Dunes always needs golfers.
Yep. Joey is with us each Friday here on The Fan at 5:30. We have one more segment. When we come back, will the Niners run all over the Packers? Next with Joey Harrington on The Fan. All right, we're back. Joey Harrington, let's get into a few of these games. Divisional round, you said you were fired up. These are great matchups. I'd like to look specifically at Niners-Packers first, just because, Joey, that's kind of something we were talking about. We were talking about coaching and scheming. And, you know, you think the Packers are just going to let the Niners run all over them? I mean, everybody knows what the Niners want to do. It would seem to me that the Packers, especially with a week to prepare, will certainly do some things to try to force Jimmy Garoppolo to have to throw. Talk about that X's and O's, you know, sort of matchup. Well, and how do you exert your will when you know the Niners can run the football and you haven't been as great at stopping it?
Well, I think the difference here, you know, in comparison to what we were talking about with Philly, is Garoppolo's a better quarterback. He's better. And he is able to throw the ball successfully. The issue for me is when Garoppolo turns the ball over, right? That's it's not so much whether San Francisco is going to be able to run the ball. It's when Jimmy throws the ball, will he give it to San Fran or will he give it to Green Bay, right? Because when he doesn't turn the football over, I think they're 6-0 this year. I could double check on that one for me, but I think they are undefeated when Garoppolo does not throw an interception. So that is the biggest key, because yeah, you're right. They're going to run the ball. Jimmy G is going to throw the ball enough to get him soft enough in coverage to be able to come back and run the football again. But for me, it's whether or not he turns that football over, because if he does and gives Aaron Rodgers another opportunity, that's going to be the end of it.
Well, I look too here with Green Bay, and you know they're getting healthy at the right moment, and they're getting like five guys back that haven't played much, including
right.
their best
Dan
offensive.
McCobb.
Yeah, you got Cobb coming back from the core. You've got your best pass rusher, the defensive lineman on the other side. Gosh, whose name is escaping
Smith?
Me right now? No, Smith is the pass rusher. They're getting back Whitney.
Yeah, what's Mercer?
Who's really good against the run?
What's his nuts?
For them, I think it's Merciless.
Merciless. Yeah.
That he's good against the run.
That
you get Alexander back, but these guys haven't played a lot, and these are serious injuries. You got ACLs. You got back surgeries. I'll be interested to see how much they play, how effective they are. I think there's this idea that just, hey, these guys were good players, and now you know they've never taken live bullets here over the last 4 months, but here, throw them in the game. I'm not certain that is all Razzleberry, Froger, and Scones that some people are making it out to be.
Yeah, but I guess so. Would you feel, without those, let's say those guys come back and try,
yeah,
and it doesn't work,
yeah,
right? it's not like you can't just pull him back out.
Sure.
Right. And, yeah. and at that time, if you're, do you personally feel better? And this is more conversation, but not coaching strategy. Do you feel better about Green Bay as a number one, solid number one, or, and I think of other people coming back from injury, I think of Derrick Henry, right? Yeah. Or if and correct me if I'm wrong, is he still a game time decision?
He's going to play. Oh, they just don't know how much he's
going to. You're talking about Henry?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's back.
He's playing. We just don't know how much, or, you know.
Okay.
He'll be on pitch count.
If he comes back and plays, I feel strong about them as a number one seed and their ability to take care of Cincinnati. If he doesn't play, yes, have they earned the number one seed without him? Of course. But I feel that Tennessee-Cincinnati game becomes a much closer ball game without him. And so I guess that's kind of my point. You take those guys coming back away from Green Bay, I still feel great about Green Bay. Yeah. You take Derrick Henry away from Tennessee, I don't know that I feel as good as about them getting out of this week, let alone being the number one seed and coming out of the AFC.
Totally agree with you. I just and look, every one of these guys come back from Green Bay as an impact player, so you welcome them back. I just know every time I came back from an injury, and I get it, I'm not an all-pro. You know, these guys are elite. Every one of these guys coming back is a you know, this isn't just some random schnook coming back, but I do think, like, you're coming back from a back surgery, you're a left tackle. Oh, by the way, here's a Bosa brother. Like, that's not easy. You can rep and practice and you can feel good. That's a different animal when you're out there. If you're Jaire Alexander and, oh, by the way, here's Deebo Samuel, go cover him. You know, I'll be interested to see the impact that many guys that have been out for a significant period of time. I want to keep an eye on. I think that's a very intriguing matchup with a team that's coming off a bye that hasn't had a whole lot to play for, that's cruising in. And we see this home seeds coming into bye weeks or off bye weeks. They're only about a 50% winner in the playoffs over the years. And I don't think Green Bay is going to scare San Francisco. So I just think this is a very, very intriguing matchup to me.
Do you know who has lost the most home playoff games in the last 20 years?
It's probably
Green Bay.
Boom.
Yeah, they have, you know, Aaron Rodgers, for as great as he is, Aaron Rodgers has had some collapses in the postseason and see last year when you have had home field. So I think for Rodgers, I don't know, there's a little bit of this. You got to prove it. You got to prove it to me. I know you're great. I know you're an MVP. You're going to go back-to-back MVPs. There's no reason that they shouldn't beat San Francisco. And to me, there's no reason they shouldn't be in the Super Bowl. It's the best team. They're getting healthy at the right time, and they've got the MVP, and they have an elite coach. There's no more excuses for Green Bay, and yet I don't really trust them.
I don't know. I got nothing more on that.
I have your stat bomb. Are you ready?
Okay, ready. Go.
Jim Garoppolo, 6-0 when not throwing an interception this mm-hmm. season. 1-5 mm-hmm. in games when he does.
Yep.
So you were right about that.
Jeez. It's a big swing.
Pick an upset.
That's big.
You got to pick one. One of the underdogs will win. Who is it?
One of the underdogs will win.
So that would be Buffalo, the Rams, Bengals, or Niners.
As it stands right now, I'm going to pick Buffalo.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Because I feel better as much as I, you know, you want to buy into the, you know, the Niners are a good football team and, you know, Green Bay has lost more home playoff games. What I've seen from Green Bay is still better than San Francisco. If Derrick Henry comes back and plays, I think Tennessee wins that football game. Looking at how Josh Allen, and I always want to say Jared Allen because of when I got sacked a few too many times by him. Look at how Josh Allen played last week. Looking at this Buffalo team, that is true. Like, this is the best defense in the NFL. Let's not, for all the talk that the offense gets and how Singletary has played so great at the end of the season and how Josh Allen has been incredible and Diggs and everybody on the offensive side of the ball, this is the best defense in the NFL this year. Right. And I think that's going to be the difference against the Kansas City team. That's they're obviously really good, but this isn't the dominant Kansas City team that we've seen from start to finish this entire season. They've looked vulnerable at times. Case in point, when Buffalo beat them earlier in the season, right? This is, and I know that Kansas City has gotten better as the year has gone on, and that's what, you know, that's what you always try to do. But if I'm looking at just this Buffalo team right now and how they played last week versus this Kansas City team, I think this Buffalo team not only can beat KC, but I think that's a team that can win the Super Bowl.
God, I agree. They look so good.
It scares me that we all like Buffalo so much.
Well, they look good, man. They've had their ups and downs this year, but boy, they look like they're peaking. You're right. Great defense, too. All right. Should be a fun weekend. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. I might. I got a couple basketball games got to coach. Mm-hmm. But in between, I'm going to have to just park myself on the couch.
Yeah.
This is the weekend, like we talked about. This is the weekend to do nothing but watch football.
Great quarterbacks. Yeah, it's interesting. You're coaching basketball. I was going to ask you if you thought you'd make a good football coach ever. Do you think you would have made a good football coach?
No.
Why?
Quantify. Let me say this. So I'm coaching middle school basketball, and I love it. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're at that impressionable age where you can share knowledge. They want to learn. They're a sponge. They're, you know, it's you can see tangible results. For me, at the end of my playing career, I didn't have the energy or the desire to put in the amount of effort that it would take to be a great coach at a college or professional level. Right? It takes so much work. Now, that being said, if I didn't have a family and had the time to put into it, I think I could be a good coach. Because in my mind, the people that always make the best coaches are the ones that weren't the superstars, right? They weren't. It's a reason that Troy Aikman does TV instead of coaching. There's a reason that Elway wasn't a coach, or Marino, or Joe Montana, right? Because for all those guys, it came easy to them. And they never had to, I shouldn't say never, but the best coaches are the ones who never quite made it. The Jason Garretts, always a backup. The Bill Musgraves, tells everybody he got a snap in the Super Bowl during garbage time, right? Those are the guys that always had to find a little bit different way. And like we talked about at the start of the show here, who are the coaches that can be creative, that can think outside the box, that can figure out another way to do things and share that with somebody else, as opposed to just saying, well, yeah, go throw the 18-yard comeback off your back foot. What do you mean? That's what I did.
Yeah.
I mean, so go do it.
Right. So talented. So, it's just easy.
Exactly.
All right, sir. Have a great weekend. Thank you, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right. See you guys.
Joey Harrington, each Friday here on The Fan, brought to you by BMW Portland, where relationships matter. Visit BMW Portland on Southwest Jefferson downtown or bmwportland.com. Also by Mods PDX. The future of building is here. Snake news coming up next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.